preacher, and you receive and you shout amen. That says I believe it. That says it's a word for me. Praise God. Brother Godwin, we love you. We're so glad you're here. Take your liberty in the house.
Amen. Everybody said praise the Lord. Amen. Look at somebody say, don't get in my way tonight. Amen. I'm going to get what's mine. Amen. Come on, tell somebody I'm going to get what's mine. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, let's take them quickly. 2 Samuel chapter number 5. I'm not going to be long, but I'm going to be good. And everybody said amen. Amen. We have worshiped. We have praised. And for the visitors that are here, all of what you have seen tonight is recorded in the Word of God. We have scriptural precedence and right to praise God with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, and with all of our strength. From the dancing in circles, amen, to falling down on the ground, to kneeling, to throwing our hands in the air, to waving sheaves or palms in the air, amen, all of it, amen, is scriptural. And the most beautiful thing about it is the power of God comes in the house when there's somebody that begins to praise him. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. I do feel a word from the Lord. Amen. It won't take me long to say it unless you get quiet. Amen. But this church is at a tipping point, and I just felt the Lord drop two other evangelists in my spirit and told your pastor their names. Are going to get them here. Brother David Smith and Brother Josh Herring. Brother Josh Herring's about 24, 25. He's from Alaska. Base is now to Lake Charles, Louisiana. So does Brother Smith. Brother Smith probably right now is praying more people through. One of our evangelists, he's raging Cajun. Amen. He's going to blow y'all's mind. And amen. He's going to be coming in here as quick as we can get him hooked up on Fridays and Saturdays, doing outreach on Saturdays. He likes to hit the ground working. And if you let him do it, you can probably put 10 or 15,000 flyers out in one day. And his whole goal is we're going to have a harvest on Sunday. And I feel like, amen, these two men will help us shove this thing right over the edge. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So anyway, something great is happening. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 1. Give honor to your pastor, his wife. It's great to be back with you. Lord willing, we'll be back in a few weeks. And, amen, trouble I got, it's hitting me again. I got two or three of them burning hot. And so I'm going to have to throw myself in the middle and let them fight over me. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be here some and there some, and we're going to have revival, amen, in two places at one time. Can you say amen? Verse 1, then came all the tribes of Israel to David that unto Hebron and spake, saying, behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that leddest us out and brought us into Israel. And the Lord said to thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel. Thou shalt be captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And the king David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord. And they anointed David king over Israel. Jump to verse 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem, and the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same as the city of David. And David said on that day, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites and the lame and the blind that are halted of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore, they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into this house. So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Milo and inward. Let's look now, amen, at verse number 8. David said, whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites, amen, the lame and the blind that are hated David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Amen. I want to preach for the next few minutes what I feel would be the word of the Lord for this church where you are right now. Look at somebody and say, it's time to take it by the throat. Come on, look at somebody and say, I'm about to take this city by the throat. Amen. Amen. Come on, say. Look at somebody. Say, I'm full. I'm through playing now. Come on, tell somebody I'm through playing now. I'm just take it by the throat. Lift your hands up and give God praise in this house. And the Lord bless you, and you may be seated. Stay with me for a few moments. The consummation to which the events in God's providence have been leading to had now come to pass in David's life. Saul, Jonathan, Abner, and Ishbosheth are all now dead. These were leaders in the past of Israel and of Judah. The Philistines and the remnants of Canaan are now restless and threatening the people of God. It is obvious that Israel needs now to unite the kingdom by anointing David. They understand we've been divided too long. We've had division in our and among the people of God for too long. Amen. So now we will anoint the man of God, amen, ourselves. Now the unique thing about this anointing is that David has already been anointed one time. It was when Samuel came after the Saul, amen, had lost the kingdom, and Samuel was weeping. And the Lord said to Samuel, stop your weeping. Amen, I've got a king prepared. Amen, and somebody that's going to take his place. And amen, he said, who is it? Well, he's down at Jesse's house. And you know the story how that when he got there, Jesse marched out his brethren, his sons, and all of them begin to flex, if you will, and begin to, amen, show their little pedigree of why they should be king. But there was no witness of the Holy Ghost. Samuel felt no goosebump, if you will. There was no signal from God that any of them were the man. He said, there's got to be another. Jesse said, well, I got one boy over on the back side of the hill. He's tending the flock. Samuel said, go get him. I don't know how far down the road he was from the house, but when Samuel saw that little boy David coming, amen, there was a witness of the Holy Ghost. That is the man. You see, David was anointed the first time, amen, before he would ever be king. It was an anointing that was a preview of a coming attraction. Can I preach to you right now? Amen. He was going to be king literally one day, but amen, before he would become that king by the throne, God said, I'm going to give you that anointing now. Can I tell you, this church has been anointed for many years here in Birmingham. Amen. You've been anointed long before you would come to the throne of supremacy. Amen. God has anointed you. Amen. And it's been a preview of a coming attraction. You better hear me, because I'm not going to be long. But what God's about to do in this city, he's about to take that first anointing and he's about to mix it with a fresh anointing. Amen. And it's now in this text. Amen. In fact, you need to be seated. I need to hit this again. David was anointed with a first place anointing and he stayed in a second position. Amen. God has anointed this church with a first place anointing. What does that mean? That means Saul was still physically on the throne. Saul physically still had the scepter. Saul physically still had the crown. But the word had come to him already, because you stepped into the place of priesthood, because you tried to lift yourself up a little higher. He said, the kingdom is required of you. I've come to say to this church, amen, pride and arrogance have tried to come many times, but you have resisted pride and arrogance as a church. You have stayed submitted and you have stayed humble. But now God said, amen, I anointed you with a first place anointing, but now it's time to elevate you. I'm not going to be long, but I've come to preach to this church. God is about to lift you up. God is about to set you in another dimension. Oh, I thought I'd have everybody shouting on that one. Oh, yeah. You see, there's always in an area that God lifts the church. Amen. God sets an apostolic anointing on it. Amen. To take the city. Amen. God looks for a people that are humble. God looks for a people that can stay in their place. He looks for lay ministry and elders that can stay humble to the ministry and the men of God. And then when it comes time, you may have been anointed with a first anointing, but there's coming a day of elevation. There's come a day when God said, okay, amen, it's time for me to anoint you for unity's sake. There's an anointing for unity. I need you to take these two factions and I need you to put them together. So you say, what was it? So I'm preaching in Alabama. I'm preaching in Birmingham, Alabama. And as I begin to look over this congregation, having now preached here for some, amen, I guess 8 or 9 years, something like that. Time's flying by. We're all getting old together, but ain't it fun? Hallelujah. And I begin to look here. Who would have ever thought, amen, in the state of Alabama that you would see a multicultural racial church? But as I stood on that front row and I began to scan the audience, I didn't only just see white and black, but I seen the Spanish. Amen, come on, somebody. We've even got some gypsies in here and some Ethiopians. Come on, somebody. You say, what difference does it make? Oh, it may be normal in California and it may be normal on the East Coast, but God said, I've raised a leader up and I've raised a people up that can bring the division to an end, a place where we can all come together. Can I tell you, a modern day Antioch? David will now be a reconciler. Amen. He will now reconcile as Christ, who reconciled both Jew and Gentile. God gives an anointing on David at Hebron. Amen. That will bring the two sides together. Amen. Don't underestimate what God is doing. Don't underestimate this multicultural feel that is here. Amen. It's not normal in Alabama, but I've come to prophesy and tell you there's a spirit of prejudice that's dying. Amen. It's on its final leg now. It's squealing like a rat under your feet. And I've come to tell you, God is raising you up to be a light. Amen. To be a witness. Amen. That we can come together from different cultures and different nations and different bloodlines. But in the blood of Jesus, we can come together. So the brethren bring David together and they anoint him. He is called from obscurity. He is anointed with a king's anointing before he's king. It is a preview of coming attractions. His anointing will supersede where he is. Amen. And that anointing has done that until finally destiny calls. I've come to this pulpit today to tell you, this church is about to make another shift. This church is about to go up another level. Amen. You've been anointed for this for years. But now your day has come. I hear it in the spirit. Your time has come. You have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. You've been anointed for this for years. But now your anointing meets the day. And I can't leave it alone, Elder. What scares me is one or two have been spotlighted in the Holy Ghost to me that this church is about to run off and leave them. I'm not talking to our visitors nor to our new converts, but I preach too many of these. You keep saying that I've been around a lot of these places when revival breaks out, and the most troubling thing about them is when a church steps into that new revival, there is always in every place, there is that two or three or five that have been here from the onset that just can't make the ride. They just can't come up a little higher, and the thing runs off and leaves them. Hey man, I'm going to take a little time here and try to preach and make this church maybe could be the oddball in the bunch, and maybe everybody could take the ride. You need to slap somebody next to you and say, come on, brother, come on, sister, don't let them run off and leave you. Come on, you need to look at somebody and say, they ain't leaving me. Oh, they're not going to leave me in this lower level. It may be good for you now, but I've been here long enough. I'm about to step up higher. Amen. Come on, I feel it. Amen. I've been at this dimension too long. I got to come up to a new dimension, and there's an anointing for another level. You can be seated 30 seconds. Process. Everybody say process. Has brought David to his prophetic moment. He has killed giants. He has killed bears and lions. He has overrun and got away from the jealousy of Saul. He has lived through the betrayals. He has lived through assassination attempts. Can I just say it here? Amen. That we didn't just start having church like this. But on the way here, they've tried to assassinate us. They've tried to belittle the preacher. They've tried to say you'll never build a church. They've tried to say you'll never have a church with that kind of music and that kind
kind of shouting, but here we are. We've killed devil after devil. We've overcome assassination attempts. We've overcome jealousy. Look at somebody and said, don't be a hater, be a player. Come on, don't be a hater. Amen. Don't hate me because I got favor. Don't hate me because the anointing's on me. Come on, look at somebody and say, are you a hater?
Oh, I feel like messing it up in here.
Come on, look at somebody and say, don't hate me now. But I'm about to move into a new level of blessing. Am I all right, Bishop? Amen. Are we all right? You feel what I'm saying? Amen. I said, don't be a hater. I wish it wasn't that way. But we get our wounds from among our friends, those we ought to be able to trust. But you know what? When God gets ready to lift you, you just got to understand I'm going to be hated of all men for his name's sake. But you know what? To the next level I go. Hate me if you will, but I'm fixing to go to another level. Oh, I wish I had a preaching church now. Somebody needs to say to your friends, hate me if you will, but I'm done with the dope. I'm done with the alcohol. I'm done with the immorality. Hate me if you will. Amen, but I'm going to be blessed. So now David moves, amen, into leadership. Process has brought him to this prophetic moment. Amen. He is now 30 years old. He has discerned the importance of having Jerusalem for his capital. He has been anointed as a king of Judah and the king of Israel. But he doesn't have the land. He doesn't have the property. This has importance to us today. That's what the war's about over in Israel now. It's always about the land. I take you to a text where God said, okay, David, I want you to take the city. It's yours. It's part of your prophecy. It's part of Israel's destiny. They shall have that land. That land is theirs. That's why everybody in the world needs to understand. Fight Israel if you want to, but that land is the Jews, and there's not anything you can do to take it away. Come on, somebody. And so David, somebody said, come on, David, be content. Amen. You got two anointings now. You're the king over Israel. Who cares whether you're in Jerusalem? But amen, he understood the importance of the city. And there's a spirit that would want to say to the apostolic church, and it comes every time a church gets ready to move to the next level. Come on, Brother Sutton, cool out. You got 300 people here on Sunday night. You need to chill out. You got a couple of buses. Amen. You got great music now. Your worship has never been better. What a mind team you had tonight. And I heard a spirit say they need to just chill out. Amen. It's that mocking spirit, that Jebusite spirit, that old Gentile spirit that said you can't have the city, but we'll let you have an anointing. But I want to ask you, what's the anointing without the city? Some of y'all was dancing, but you ain't even standing now. Come on, somebody. What's all this anointing if we don't impact the city? What's all this shouting if we don't take the city? What's all this power if we don't go take the city? You better hear where I'm going now. I've come to challenge you in the Holy Ghost. Now that you got a new anointing, it's time for you to go to the city. It's time for you to take this city by the throat. Not only is David anointed twice, but now the nation of Israel comes together as a whole and the nation anoints him. Now he has three. I wish I had time to preach about the third anointing. But now, amen, there's a national recognition that comes. Amen, and I feel that in the Holy Ghost. God is about to lift this church out of obscurity and move it into national prominence. Now that's something we're shouting about, but you need to hit somebody next to you and say, uh-oh, you better dig in now. Because this third anointing is the anointing that breaks the yoke. But with greater anointing comes greater devils. But as long as you remember it's God doing this, touch somebody and say, it's God doing this, and it ain't you. Look at somebody and say, it ain't me. I don't have anything to be cocky about. We don't have anything. I want to preach it to you. Some of those churches have got arrogant and prideful, and they've lost their momentum and they've lost their growth. Some of them are still rolling, but the difference maker has been some of them got proud. Some got lifted up in their own eyes. But I've come to tell you, God has said in Birmingham, Alabama, I want to lift you up with a third anointing. I want you to say, thank God for good church, but we got to take this city.
The Jebusites are a type of the flesh, the Gentiles. And they begin to mock as they hear the battle plans, and I close. And they begin to mock and say, you can't take this city. It's a great walled place. There ain't no way you can take it. In fact, we got so much doubt that you can take this, we're going to put the lame and the blind. And we're going to let the lame and the blind try to defend this city. And I hear a mocking spirit. It would say a lot of apostolic churches have got to this point. You can't take this city. There's never been an apostolic church thunder in Birmingham with power. Miracles, signs, and wonders. And we've never had a church of 1,000 in Birmingham. We've never had a church of 1,000 in Alabama. You better hear me. If you just want to play church, this may not be the place for you, because God's got his crosshairs on this church and he's calling this church to the forefront. It's time for you to say, you know what? Thank God for the building. Thank God for the 300. But we need a new building because we're headed for 1,000. Come on, when you're 80% full, you got to make plans. I'm calling this church back to the planning table. It's time to knock a wall out. It's time to make a little elbow room. It's time to take this city by the throat. So David accepts the challenge of the Jebusites. And he says, I'll tell you where I want you to go. I want you to go right up the throat of the city. I want you to go right into the gutter. I want you to go into the waterways where they have put those blind people and they have mocked us and said, we can't take the city. But see, what they don't understand is the prophecy is always greater than the physical obstacle. When God gives you a prophecy, it's without regard to the strength of the city. When God says it, it's going to happen. It's like the children of Israel, brother, whenever they came to Jericho, the walls of that city mocked Israel. They mocked Abraham's prophecy. They said, y'all been wandering around out here for 40 years. You can't take this city. But when the prophecy was, I'm going to give you the whole land, God said, I meant the whole land. And in one shout, the city fell. I've come to tell you, God said, you're a shout away from taking this city. Somebody's business is about to move into another level of blessing right now. Come on, if I was a business owner in here, I'd get happy right now. Amen. It ain't about your effort. It ain't about your knowledge. It's about favor, honey. God said he's going to bless you coming in and going out. I close with this. What they had to understand in the city of Jerusalem, that they were controlling David's stuff. I've come to preach to this church, their spirits is controlling your stuff. Spirits controlling your marriage. Spirits controlling your job. Spirits controlling your financial miracles. Spiritual spirits controlling your family. But look at somebody and say, that's my stuff. Amen. This will be the anchor city of the promised land. This will be the place of unity. David said, this is worth fighting over. And I've come to close with one question. Is this city worth fighting for? Is this city worth praying for? Is this city worth giving for? Is this city worth worshiping for?
the prophecy to come to pass, the city had to be taken. Look at somebody and say, we got to take this city. I would tell you in the Holy Ghost today, I didn't eat with the bishop today. I went straight back to the room and I felt it in my spirit today. Amen. That this city, amen, is a flagship city in the South. There is something that's about to break in the South, and God's been waiting on a church. We expect it to come from Louisiana. Amen. Everybody writes it off as, oh, well, that's just Alexandria. But God has reached into this city and brought a man from Louisiana and a woman from Louisiana. And he said, I want you to take that city. God didn't bring them here to build a nice building or to get a big group of people. God said, take the city. Birmingham is high ground. Birmingham is a stronghold. Oh, I don't want to get long tonight. Look at somebody and say, this is a stronghold. It's the gutter of racial prejudice. But the Lord said, go up the gutter if you got to. Go in there and build a church like they say you can't build. Put brown people and white people and black people, put them all together. Put them down in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Jesus don't even see us as white, brown, or black. He said, all I can see is my blood. All I can see is the bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
Yes.
I'm saying, take it by the throat.
Take
this city.
Yes.
Go right into the gutter if you have to. Hurl yourself in there, but take this city.
Yes.
Say, how are we going to do it? You're going to do it, number one, with soul winning like you've never done. I know there's a bunch of you teaching Bible studies, but I'm calling people into this building. In fact, I want you all that are in the elders, back up just a minute. Hey, amen. If you want to step out, if you're not teaching Bible studies, I'm asking people that aren't teaching them yet to make your way to this altar. I'm going to commit. I'm going to get me a Bible study. Come on, quickly. Come on, quickly. It's time. It's not time for just three or four to be doing it. We need everybody that can. Now, you that are teaching Bible studies, come join them. Come on, quickly. There's some still coming. Come on, look at somebody and say, it's time to take this city.
It's time to take the city.
Oh, I feel it in here. It's time to take the city. There's a fresh anointing on you, mother. You've been in that level too long. God's calling you up a little higher.
Yes.
Not to independence, but God's calling you into a new level of prayer, a new level of intercession. Come on. Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Listen to me. I'm finished. God's also calling this youth group into another dimension. I don't know. Do you have a youth pastor? Youth team. Who's the youth team? Get up on this first step. Step up on the first step. Youth team. Come on. Youth team. Come on. Quickly. Quickly, quickly. You're taking my time. It's a team. It's got to be more than one man. It's got to be more than one man. There he comes. Hallelujah. Got out that box back there. Hallelujah. I noticed something different about you. Can I keep going in the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
There's something different coming on you, Bubba. Amen. Amen. The devil don't want you to step on up, but you're stepping up.
Yes.
Amen. Don't be ashamed. Amen. The devil didn't want you to do what you're doing, but you're stepping up into a new level.
Yes.
Look at me. Let me. I'm going to tell you how to get there. You got to let go of your past. I don't know a thing about you, but you got to let go of whoever offended you, whoever said whatever, whoever was a spiritual hitman. You got to forget about it.
Yes.
You can't walk into your future backwards. You can't walk forward looking at your past. You got to put your back on your past and say, fooey on you. I got to take the city. There's anointing for unity on you. Go ahead, Bishop, lay hands on him right now. Come on, young people, you ought to put your hands over here at your youth leaders. Come on, young people. Hey, man, you ought to be throwing your hands up in the air. God, anoint these youth leaders and take us to the next level. Youth crusades. Come on, youth crusades in this city. Come on, mom and dad. You say, what have I got to do with it? Those are people helping you with your kids' destiny. You ought to lift your hands over them and say, God, they're not the church of tomorrow. They're the church of right now. Now, young people, if you believe it's going to happen, I want you and your youth leaders to lift your hands up and begin to give God a shout of victory. Come on, we got to take the city.
Yeah.
All right, step down off the platform if you will. I'm almost finished. Not only are we going into outreach, not only are we going into massive outreach, but I felt it in the Holy Ghost. Youth leaders, you can stay there. Amen. While this worship was going on, I thought to myself, my God, if I close my eyes, I'd think I was in Modesto, California. I mean, this felt so much like Modesto at Brother Keyes's. The only difference is we need about another 1,000 people here. One of the only other churches I've seen 50 or 60 people running the aisles at one time. I've come to tell you what's on you is not normal. What's on you is supernatural. Not only are you great worshipers, but God said, now I want you to move into mass evangelism. Yeah. I want you to print the flyers up even for a normal Sunday, because after today, there's not no more normal Sundays.
Yeah.
This is going to be Sunday Night Live. It's going to be Sunday Night Live in Birmingham. You got to tell everybody. You got to tell anybody.
Yeah.
You got to tell the high, and you got to tell the low. You got to tell the white man and the black man. You got to tell the rich man and the poor man.
Yeah.
You got to tell everybody.
Hallelujah.
Next thing I felt in the Holy Ghost is it's time to get this thing, this church service, out of the box. And the thing hit me over here standing, and it said this. Hey, man, it's time to put this thing on the internet. It's time to go live. I didn't get too many amens because y'all get nervous, but that's all right. I'm going to see if you're willing to go into the gutters to get it. Are you on the internet?
Live audio.
That's right. We're going to get you on there with pictures. Cameras.
Yeah.
Listen, I look back there. And I told the ladies up front, they started laughing. I said, my God, it looks like a bunch of IT gang members back there. 15, 20 men huddled around there watching how to run a cell. And it hit me right then. You know what? These are men that are interested in that. This is our ministry. And I begin to see three cameras, one there, one in the middle, and one up there mobile. I've come to tell you, this city, this has got to get out. You got to get it on the billboards. Come on, somebody.
Hey.
It needs to be on the internet.
Yeah.
In fact, you could get on. You can make a phone call. ABNglobal.com. It's run by a bunch of apostolics. Bishop Wilson, Bill Wilson is on it. Brother Foster, Brother Ewing, Brother Morgan. There's a whole bunch of them on there. Go on there and look at it. It's one of the most cutting edge internet sites where a bunch of churches are coming together and they're running, not just archiving their services, which you can do, but they're also putting together children's programs and youth programs and things that would be cutting edge for sinners to click on and watch. But even more than that, I felt in the Holy Ghost, we need to put this thing on live. Amen. Once a week. Amen. It needs to be when somebody gets on there, they can see in Birmingham, Alabama, it's Sunday Night Live. They need to see you worship. Yeah, they need to see you dance. They need to see your preacher preach. They need to see this revival. They need to see this Antioch revival in the South. Come on, somebody. Look at somebody and say, it's time to go on the airwaves now. Amen. How much is it going to cost? Just about $400 initiation fee and about $300 a month. And you can put as many of your services on as you want. And you can be on live every Sunday night.
Yeah.
You say, why? Because it's time. Here's my final point. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, he said, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth. waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. This word manifestation, this is the only time it appears this way in Scripture. When God was manifested in flesh, it means he appeared. The invisible became visible. But this one, because now what the world is waiting on is the manifestation of the sons of God. The word literally, ladies and gentlemen, means an unveiling. God is calling the apostolic church to come out from underneath the veil. To come out from underneath the cover. God's been working on you in private. You say, what's been going on these last many years that the Suttons have been in Birmingham? I'll tell you what's been happening. God's had you covered. And he's been working on you. Keeping a check on you. And tweaking this and tweaking that. But I feel in the Holy Ghost today is a day God said, all right, if they're ready, I'm ready. I want to pull the cover off of them. I want you to get some billboards up, and it may not say anything but Sunday Night Live. Amen. At newlife.com. Yeah. Amen. And they're going to be clicking on. I see the day when 10,000 people will be having church in Birmingham. Woo! Some of them will be on the internet. Most of them will be in the building. I see you affecting Australia. Yeah. I see you affecting China. I see you affecting Europe. I see you affecting Germany. I see you impacting Nicaragua. I see you affecting Mexico. Yeah. It's time for you to take this city by the throat. You need to throw your hands up in the air and say, I'm coming out of cover. In fact, somebody could do it now. We could take up one whole year right now. In fact, we could pay for cameras right now. Oh, you can take it right now. I mean, somebody could throw money up on this platform right now and say, Pastor, I'm behind that. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but I'm with you. Hey, man, in fact, somebody needs to sow a seed in here right now. You need to throw a $5 or $1. Somebody could write a $1,000 check right now. There's some money. Hey, man, I said, you know what? Yay! My God, look at that. It's all $100. That was all $100 bills. Come on. Hey, man, you say, why are we doing that? Because this is good ground, and I'm going to plant seed in that. You know what? I got a nice house now. I got a nice car now. I don't need a new car. I don't need a new house. Yeah. But I got to take this city. Yeah. I got to take it by the throat. Yeah. I'm finished. And the prophecy on Judah, see, Hebron was in Judah. The prophecy on Judah, one of the main prophecies was, Judah, not only shall the scepter not depart out of you until Shiloh comes. Shiloh was Jesus. When Jesus came, the scepter left out of one tribe and it came to Judah. But the good news is, the Bible says Jesus sprang up out of Judah. So Judah is in Jesus. Oh, you got it. I don't know if somebody sees it. People got it. That meant the authority, the throne. Amen. It was all in Judah. But in Jesus Christ, Shiloh comes in Jesus Christ. And now the authority is in Jesus Christ. But that's not all, he said. He said, there's one more thing I want to say about you, Judah. He said, your hand shall be in the neck of your enemy. It literally means down the throat. I've come to say to this church, God hasn't anointed you with praise and worship. There's something new on Lindsay, something fresh on this music department. But God hadn't done it just so we can have a gig and we can get our groove on. God said, I want you to worship now with the understanding. We're going to stick our hand down the throat of our enemy. We're going to put praise down the throat of cocaine. Praise down the throat of alcoholism. Yay! Praise down the throat of divorce. Praise down the throat of molestation and rape. Yay! Praise down the throat of abuse. Come on, somebody needs to get your hand up. Yay! From now on, when you run these aisles, man, you see your praise going down the throat of strongholds. Everybody that walks in can be delivered. Everybody that's sick can be healed, because we're going to put our hand down the throat of our enemy. Yeah. I'm not trying to make you shout, so lift your hands. From this night forward, we got to take this city by the throat. When you drive down streets, if you pass a bar, curse it in Jesus' name. You drive down through neighborhoods, pray blessings all over those people. God, we pray your anointing all over this city. We loose your angels to move up and down every street that I pass. God, loose your angels down this avenue. Loose your angels down this interstate. Put your angels in the White House here in Alabama. God, move in the political arena. God, save the judges. Come on. If he can save the state Supreme Court Chief Justice in Mississippi, he can save the one in Alabama. Come on, somebody. I want you to lift your hands up right now. From this night forward, I want you to lift your hands up and say, from here on, it's not about me. It's about the city. Lift your hands up right now and begin to pray. God, I take the city. You have anointed us to take this city. Your joy, your zeal. God wants you to bring the glory back into this city with gladness. You're dancing, you're shouting, you're rejoicing. This city needs to see the gladness that's in you. Come on, come out from underneath the veil. God's been preparing you. Man, you've come through process to your prophetic moment. Everything you've been through has prepared you for this day. It's not been your enemy. Man, it's God saying, man, go ahead. You're just helping them get ready. You're just helping them prepare for a citywide revival. Hands are up, everybody in the building, even in the pews. If you're a part of taking this city by the throat, I want you to lift your hands up now and give him praise. Not intercession now. God, I praise you for a new building. We praise you for 1,000 people. We praise you for 5 buses running every Sunday. We praise you for it being full. We praise you for a children's ministry. Amen. That parents want their kids to be involved in. We praise you in advance. Come on, little children are talking in tongues. Come on, mom and dad, it's time to take it by the throat. Come on, what's God been preparing you for? Where's God been leading you? What's God been calling you to? I give you praise, Holy Ghost. Now I want you to turn and pray for your brother or your sister. One by one, I want you to anoint them. Anoint them in the name of Jesus. God, I anoint them for this moment. God, what you've anointed me with, I anoint them with. No anointing is for just one individual, but every joint supplies nourishment to the edification of the body. God, anoint the women, anoint the men, anoint the children, anoint the young people, anoint the ministry team, anoint the music department, anoint the prayer ministry. Come on, that's it. Yeah, man, I'm finished. Right now, we anoint one another. Come on now, turn and pray with somebody else. Turn and pray with somebody else right now. Come on, get to somebody else. Hey, let them all show you. Come on, some of you hadn't touched anybody. I'm talking about people up here in this altar. You hadn't touched anybody. Come on, you need to get to somebody. Hey, let there be unity in this house. Let there be no discord. Let there be no divisions. Don't let the departments fight in war with one another. Let them be unified. Let us be as one body. I hear the sound. A of a new generation marching through the gates of the enemy. There's a new breed coming to Alabama. There's a new breed in Birmingham. Oh, it's the enforcers. The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, but the violent take it. Now, would you lift your hands and give God praise? Let God show you the new church. Let God see, show you the great revival. It'll be 10 one night, 3 one night, 50 one night. It'll be 12 one night, 7 one night, 18 one week. Come on, lift your hands up. Can you see it? They're coming from all economic levels. They're coming Republican, Democrat. They're coming from all cultures, all tribes, all nations, all kindreds, all tongues. I say North, give up. South, give up. East, give up. West, give up. I want you to lift your hands up right now. I'm going to give you something. Get something in your hand right now. I like that song. I want you to rejoice now for the word of God that you have heard. If you believe you're about to take the city, I want you to get your hands up in the air. I want you to get another 5 minutes of heartfelt praise. When David took the glory into the city, they did it with great joy. They did it with great rejoicing. Would you go up and down your aisles? And would you rejoice? Because the glory is coming into this city.
Come on. Get something in your hand.
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 And wave it in the air.
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 Come on, I dare you.
Get something in your hand.
And wave it in the air.
Even if you just got to wave your hand.
Get something in your hand.
And wave it in the air.
Wave it in the air.
Get something in your hand.
Get something in your hand.
That's your children
waving.
Get something in your hand.
Yeah, waving.
And wave it in the air.
Wave it in the air.
Get something in your hand.
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 Come on, children, give it praise.
Get something in your hand.
And wave it in the air.
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 Get something in your hand.
Get something in your hand.
Wave it in the air.
Get something in your hand.
Get something in your hand.
Wave it in the air.
Wave it in the air.
Get something in your hand.
Get something in your hand.
And wave it in the air.
Wave it in the air.
Get something in your hand.
Get something in your hand.
And wave it in the air.
Come on, it's happening right now.
Shout. Shout.
Come on, somebody ought to shout.
Shout. Shout.
Come on, dance.
If you have to, but you gotta take this city.
Come on, clap.
Clap your hands if you love Jesus.
Yeah.
Clap your hands if you really love Jesus. Clap your hands if you love Jesus. Clap your hands if you really love Jesus.
I love him.
If I love him, I really, really love him.
I love him.
If I love him, I really, really love him.
I love him.
If I love him, I really, really love him.
I love him.
If I love him, I really, really love him.
I love him.
If I love him, I really, really love him.
Say glory.
Praise him like this.
Come on, yeah.
This is how we praise him. We
praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
Get something in your hand.
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 Wave it in the air.
Come on, wave those hands,
wave those hands,
wave Got the Holy Ghost in here. Come on.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
We praise him like this.
Get something in your hand.